Hello. So for this podcast, I will be focusing mainly on Joe Biden's vice presidential pick, Senator Kamala Harris, and the vice presidential debate, which was last Wednesday. So first off, howdy y'all. My name is Christy Kollner. The date of this podcast being recorded is October 13th, 2020, which is a Tuesday. I am currently in College Station, Texas, recording this. The title of this podcast is I'm Speaking. And later on, you'll find out why that is. So for episode 3, the vice presidential debate between Senator Kamala Harris and current VP Mike Pence was held last Wednesday, October 7th, at the University of Utah. It was the first and only VP debate that we'll have for this 2020 presidential election season. The debate overall was a meme show, with back and forth interruptions from both parties. But my favorite moment from that night, was when Harris stood her ground and was quoted saying, when interrupted by Mike Pence, "Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking." My mom actually in San Antonio, her name is Sally Kollner, sent me a tweet after that debate all the way from San Antonio that said, "Young girls watching, you're allowed to say I'm speaking when someone interrupts you. I'm speaking is a full sentence, and you can use it. Even when they try to tell you to be silent, just keep on talking." By Jordan Rowland. My mom has always been one to teach me, growing up, about feminism and what it means to be independent and stand up for yourself. So this tweet meant a lot to me and was super sentimental. When I was researching around for this podcast to see like what the key points were from the debate, I came across an article by NPR. Political writer Deidre Walsh, which I'm so sorry if I'm butchering your name, wrote an amazing piece titled 4 Takeaways from the VP Debate, according to NPR. I found this article super interesting and informative as it was easy to read and got to the point right away. According to the article, the 4 main key points from last Wednesday were, number 1, the election still hinges on the coronavirus, which will still be a big factor into see who people vote for the presidential election. Number 2, there's an actual debate this time, but not necessarily answers the moderator's questions, which are like every debate. But this kind of keys back to last week, I think it was, when President Trump tested positive for coronavirus and they had to cancel the second presidential debate between Joe Biden and current President Donald Trump because they didn't want to do a virtual debate, so they decided to cancel it altogether. And number 3, candidates' strategies reflected the state of the campaign. So Pence attacked Biden-Harris as an extreme, and Harris pivoted to Trump's record on the coronavirus. 4, a fly generated the most buzz. I thought this was super funny, and I'm glad that she mentioned it in the article, even though it was only 2 minutes of the 90-minute debate. If you went on social media that night, whether that was Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, literally anything, you would see this meme. Even SNL paid tribute to the fly and created a whole segment about it, which I thought was funny. Let's see. Like mentioned in the previous podcast episodes, Kamala Harris is not the first female VP candidate, but she is the first female VP candidate to be a woman of color. And what's super exciting is if Biden and Harris win the 2020 presidential election, Harris will make history as the first female vice president of the United States. So with all that being said, in the meantime, make sure you all get out and vote. And to all the little girls out there, whenever you are interrupted, make sure you stand your ground and say, "I'm speaking." It's what Senator Kamala Harris would want you to do. Thank y'all for listening to my first podcast. I really appreciate it, and I hope you learned a lot from it.